All About Fun. You Make the Call on a Ball Stopped on the Rim. And Family. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. We've always said that kids play high school sports primarily for one reason, and in Hudson's Division IV title-winning day at the girls' competitive cheer finals last weekend in Grand Rapids, veteran coach Kelly Bailey said that was the biggest lesson she learned in this, her 23rd season.
Just that it's supposed to be more about fun than anything else, and I think the more that I coach, the more I realize that teaching them to like each other and have fun with each other is the biggest part of the game.
The Tigers, who have won two of the last three Division IV titles, were down after round one but had a great second round to vault into a five-point lead. And in the end, top defending champion Pewamo Westphalia by just over 2 points. Rochester Adams in Division I, Allen Park in Division II, and Richmond in Division III also claimed team honors at the cheer finals, which you can read all about on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to the girls' bowling team at Mason, which claimed its first MHSAA title last weekend in Division II, knocking off six-time defending champion Flint Kersley in the semifinals, and then Tecumseh by a single pin in the finals. And to Hunter Haldeman of Traverse City Christian, who won the boys' singles title at the Division IV bowling finals last weekend. You can read more about the bowling finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Today, let's see how well you do with this You Make the Call scenario in basketball. The offensive team is coming down the floor, and they're passing the ball around the perimeter. A player pulls up for a short jump shot that slowly rolls around the rim several times before coming to a stop on the flange, the flat portion of the ring connected to the backboard. As the ball is stopped there, 10 players look up thinking, "What do we do now?" While rare, this is no different than a ball stuck between the rim and the backboard. In this case, the ball becomes dead as soon as it stops, and it actually now becomes an alternating possession. The team which has the arrow will now get possession of the ball.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. One of the things I love about this time of year is that it seems like a big family get-together, a family reunion. I love running into people at tournaments who have been coming to the games year after year. I love the stories from folks who bring their own kids now, telling me about how their parents brought them up on attending the state finals. I heard it at Ford Field from wrestling fans, where there may be no tighter-knit family since everybody really follows everybody in that sport. I know I'll hear it at the girls' basketball finals and then at the boys' basketball finals. Two and three generations of family members making a weekend of it, seeing all of their friends for 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days at the finals, and reliving some of those great memories of games of years past. And why not? Where can you see great games, a few of tomorrow's college, and maybe even a few professional stars, but more important than that, watching the joy on the faces of the 99% of the kids for whom this is the biggest stage they'll ever compete on, and they get to do it in front of their friends, classmates, neighbors, and family. And all for a pittance of a price compared to the price of a ticket for a lot of other entertainment events out there. If you haven't thought about it before, maybe you can start a family tradition by bringing your kids out to any of the MHSAA state final tournaments over these next 3 weekends and join our family. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.